Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson for today is on ongoing responsibilities. The projects that you have in your project list, you know, which may be part of your to-do manager, or it might be a separate list, is often the definable projects. They have a beginning, they have an end. One of the things that's very helpful to include in this project list is the collection of ongoing responsibilities that you have, both as a place to park ideas and then also to keep you moving even when you don't have an external deadline. And remember that these can be both work and personally related. So for work ones, for example, maybe you've got a project called marketing. Maybe you've got one business development or continuing education or all three. Depends on what your priorities are and what your personal needs are for your business. I have one, for example, called blogging. Obviously, that's just an ongoing project, but it's a place for me to drop ideas of blog posts as I get them, even if I'm not ready to write it at that time. The other thing that this can serve is sort of maybe a little bit of an incubation for upcoming projects. So for example, in the same blogging project, at some point last year, I parked on their guest blogging as an idea. I wasn't quite ready to do anything with it. So it was a little bit of a someday type of thing. But then a few months later, I ran across a course on guest blogging, and I took the course, learned all about it, and realized that it was a full project in its own right. So I took that out of the blogging project and created a new one called guest blogging. So a sub item may become its own project. For personal, you might have ongoing responsibilities with projects called family or health, travel, art, yard. You know, you've got tons of things that need to happen in the yard over the course of the year. One of the things you might have parked on there is summer garden. Now that we're in spring, that might be one that you pull out, make its own project, because it's time to kick into gear on that, design it, get all the materials that you need, do the actual work, and then maintenance. The process isn't, you know, this wrap session isn't necessarily just about managing work. It's about managing your life and anything that you want to grow, expand, build, explore begins with a first next step. And the best way to keep those next steps all lined up, going in the right direction to your desired outcome, is to call that a project and to park it in your system. Get more free Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons when you sign up for the New Way of Working updates at naturalprofessional.com. Enter your email in the sidebar where it says New Wow Updates. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.